It's time now for your letters. On yesterday's program, we brought you a remembrance of Washington, D.C. educator Brian Betts.
Every child has a button. Every child has a switch. And it's our job as educators to find it.
Brian Betts was the principal of Shaw Garnett Patterson Middle School. He was deeply committed to helping improve one of the country's toughest urban school systems. Last week, he was murdered at his home in suburban Washington. Well, our remembrance moved many of you. Robin Hill of Farragut, Tennessee writes, "Mr. Betts seemed to be a teacher, principal, friend, and a fellow that I would like to have known. He was a patriot, doing the job of teaching and inspiring students in an exemplary way. The loss of Mr. Betts is a loss for us all." And the piece struck a personal note with Eric Olson of Edwards, Colorado. He writes, "As someone who will tomorrow hand in an application to be an assistant principal at a middle school, I can only hope to carry on his inspired mission. Thank you for airing the story." Yesterday, we also heard about the legacy of Fred Harvey, the entrepreneur whose restaurants and hotels transformed the American service industry in the late 19th century. I talked with biographer Stephen Freed. Lila Wilhelm of Denver, Colorado writes this, "My father is related to Fred Harvey, so I've heard stories about the Harvey girls and the hotels' restaurants, but I still learned new information from this piece. Just wanted to let you know how much I enjoyed it." But Sandy Haig of Carefree, Arizona, thinks we skipped over a key piece of the Fred Harvey Empire. She says this, "I loved the story, but didn't hear a word about the designer of the lovely Harvey House stops in the Southwest, particularly my state, Arizona. She was Mary Coulter, and her designs beautifully reflected the Southwest and Indian style." Well, we should note that Stephen Freed's book does devote a lot of attention to Mary Coulter. Please keep those letters coming. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.